Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of the Mastery Project in Your Transformation Hub, and now this podcast. This series is dedicated to harnessing your infinite and unique potential, the tools for purpose and empowerment, and of course, having fun becoming the architect of your own life. So this is episode 2, 5 ways to silence your inner critic. Okay, as always in my podcasts, I like to talk about the actual subject first so we can get that as a concept and have some understanding. I call the inner critic basically one of the masks of our limited self. So what do I mean by that? Well, the limited self is the part of us that actually wants to live inside the cube, has a lot of issues with fear, insecurity, scarcity, and basically resists all forms of change. So one of the masks of the limited self is the inner critic. And if you want to be successful and also feel fulfilled, have purpose and meaning in your daily life, then you need to get the contribution or the tyranny of the inner critic under control. So, number one, I always recommend that whatever you're doing, whatever you're creating, whatever you're being in your daily life, check in and make sure that you have a heart-mind alignment. Okay, what do I mean by that? Well, the mind, in the sense of logistics, time management, planning your projects, or starting out with the questioning of your life, that's your mind, okay? So that can have very focused quantities, it's very practical, and it's extremely helpful, of course, when we want to navigate through the material parts of our life, make it happen, as it were, in the material. But the mind isn't actually the one that does the creating. That's your heart. That's the infinite portal to download opportunities, all of the energy that's going to help you get in touch with the vision, the innovation, and the imagination in order to bring into being what you actually want to create. So the heart creates, the mind will then administrate what you've chosen to create. So you need both of those. And I recommend, if you can, spend as much time in a balanced heart-mind alignment. That means, of course, be practical, but also be in a space where you are open to opportunity, that you believe in your own personal creativity, and that you're open-hearted and open-minded. All right, so if you spend a lot of time in your heart, then you're always connected to the infinite energy of opportunity. And as a result, you're not going to wander into criticizing yourself or feeling a bit down or feeling sort of a lack of energy. And as a result, feel that your vibration is lowering. And so that's when fear creeps in, essentially, and you think you've got less choice rather than an endless, infinite choice. Okay, number two. Well, one of the principal ways to stop your inner critic interfering with your life is simply to not engage. All right. So, inner critic, if you imagine, it's like a kind of 9-year-old with a lot of sherbet, who is attention seeking, needs your energy to sort of be uplifted, loves to drain, loves to conflict, loves to be badly behaved, and basically hangs out in the office of your mind and wants to live inside the cube. So what the inner critic is doing is attempting to get you into a space where you either argue with your inner critic, you get drawn into believing what the inner critic is saying, and as a result, the inner critic sort of gets its hooks into you and starts lowering and draining your energy. So the key thing is not to spend huge amounts of time in your mind, not posing questions or planning, but just sort of wandering around, picking fault or finding ways to be in a sense in conflict with your world. All right, so any degree of dissatisfaction, any harbouring of things that might have happened in your day, then the inner critic's going to jump in and go, yeah, that was really mean and you got blamed and it's not fair, and move into these type of dialogues. Okay, so if you want to basically silence your inner critic, don't fuel those type of conversations, all right? Choose not to get into your heart moaning or feeling the weight of injustice in your life. Choose to say, I've got a huge unlimited source and connection in my heart, and that's where I'm going to spend a lot of my time, creating solutions, creating fulfillment, and creating the joy of being me in my daily life. Okay, number three. So if you want to get into that continuous sense of creativity, then alignment is key. All right, now we all have habits. We might have had parents who were constantly reinforcing perhaps being a victim of their circumstances or hardship or difficulty. And as a result, we will find ourselves, of course, wandering into that conditioning. Now, that can trigger your inner critic too, simply because it's that memory that does stick, and it's up to us to choose differently. So, point number three is always energize what you truly want, okay? Energize the feeling of your creative process being joyous and rewarding and fulfilling. Energize your end result, for example. How you get there is, of course, a journey, but you're going to energize that wonderful outcome that you are choosing, rather than lowering your frequency by putting your energy into conflict or dissatisfaction, disappointment, and all the things that your inner critic likes to use against you. So number three, energize what you want, very simple, and leave the other stuff fall away. All right, just focus on what brings you joy, what's going to create the solution, what is going to be the uplifting result. Okay, now number four, yes, being self-loving is overlapping with number three. Self-love is a huge conversation, a huge concept in our daily life. It's also very practical too. So self-love, again, is all about possibility. It's about remaining in your heart. It's about engaging and believing that you can create the alternatives that are required if you hit a block or if things don't turn out the way that you thought. So being very much in that space of self-belief, and also in that co-creation relationship with your heart and with that immaterial and invisible flow of energy, saying to yourself, I can do this, I've got this, because I am always connected. And if I'm self-loving, I'm not going to forget that. And of course, I can connect with whatever. If it's not what I want, then I use my free will and I decline, or I take another route, or I choose something different. So self-love, key in not ending up, again, in the dialogue with the inner critic. Okay, and the last point today I'd like to make is number five. Now, number five is about an extension, if you like, of the self-love and the self-belief, which is, in my opinion, they're kind of like a big trine together, which is self-belief, trust, and faith. Now, when I talk about faith, I don't mean religion, okay? Faith, for me, in my work, is an energetic state of being that is connected very much to being open-hearted and open-minded, but also allowing in the magic and the infinite nature of the universe that's always going to be saying to us, there is always another way, and there is always another solution, another direction, and the embracement of concepts like, for example, Sherlock Holmes, when he couldn't understand a case. He was very big on the faith of the actual information or the breakthrough that he wanted coming through him and through all of the evidence or through what he was looking at by literally shifting his perspective. So if he couldn't see it, what he'd do is he'd turn it all upside down or he'd sit on top of his own head. You know, he would completely change his perspective. So when we're in a situation with the inner critic and we feel like a little bit our back's against the wall and maybe that sense of self, you know, failure or regret or disappointment or blame, it's like the inner critic is sort of shouting and pushing us into a corner. Well, the best thing to do is literally to turn everything on its head, get out of your head and get into a fresh perspective. Now, some people like to do that by literally, you know, changing their position, going out for a walk, shaking things up a bit, going to a place that they know will guarantee that sense of peace and that sense of calm or a nurturing sense. Other people perhaps like to turn on the television, have a good laugh, shake up their heart center. There's lots and lots of different ways that you can shake yourself out of that inner conflict and the draining of your energy because you are kind of, your back's against the wall and you can't really get out of it. So yes, you can, because as I've said, with trust, faith and self-belief, there is always a way. And sometimes it's simply to go out, let's say to a coffee shop, or go and talk to a friend just about random topics, doesn't necessarily have to be about what you're dealing with, and then just see that reflection of flow and what goes around comes around. If you are open-hearted and open-minded, then that person might trigger you very successfully to think of something that can get you out of that cycle, or to bring you into a space where you literally have the answer or the opportunity or the new way sort of brought and materialized right in front of you. And that's some of life's fantastic magic that can happen every day of the week, but it's got to happen when we are in our heart-mind alignment and not when we're talking to ourselves to, as I said, beat ourselves up or drain our energy through the inner critic. Okay, so that's my five ways to silence the inner critic and to use your energy for investing in what you truly want, for the purpose and meaning, and to enjoy yourself, and also to, of course, maintain a beautiful creative connection so that you are both practical in your application of that, but you're also upbeat, enthusiastic, and connected to download the solutions that work for you. Alrighty, well, that'll do it for episode 2. And thank you very much for joining me. If you'd like more of this content, then please go to yourtransformationhub.com or themasteryproject.com, and you can find inner journeys to create your own authentic transformation program. There's lots of digital products there on Your Transformation Hub. If you'd like to have more bespoke aspects in the sense of that something that is designed for you specifically, then the Mastery Project has online learning designed uniquely and bespokely for you. And also the Mastery Project offers private retreats, and those are incredibly exciting in global locations to help you discover and harness your uniqueness. So you are becoming the architect of your own life, and you're also discovering the incredibly empowering and magical energies of Mother Earth. So thank you very much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you at episode 3. Thank you very much.